Indignant over a court ruling ordering the legislature to spend more on schools, Kansas lawmakers proposed a constitutional amendment. It would strip the courts of any say-so on that. Republican Senator Greg Smith of Overland Park protested,
"Where's the hard data that shows me if we spend $4,492 on every single kid in the state of Kansas, they're all going to pass and have a great education?"
The figure was partly based on a study ordered by the legislature. On that, Kansas City Democrat Pat Petty commented,
"Sometimes we tend to question when the results don't come out the way we want."
Governor Sam Brownback asked the state Supreme Court to appoint a mediator to settle the latest funding dispute. Debate on Governor Brownback's tax cut package was delayed because of an error that resulted in the hearings not being publicized correctly. And committee chair Les Donovan said lawmakers probably needed the extra time.
"There's still a lot of parts that aren't bolted down tightly here. We need to make sure that we get these all in place and get everybody comfortable with it."
Two matters still not bolted down tightly are whether to extend a temporary state sales tax and whether to end tax deductions for mortgage interest. With revenues up, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon restored $8.5 million higher education dollars and proposed a $34 million increase for colleges and universities allocated on a performance-based model. Nixon also continued to pitch a reluctant legislature to expand Medicaid.
"It is the smart thing to do, and it's the right thing to do."
One proposed Missouri constitutional amendment involved voter photo ID. Black Caucus Chair Jamila Nasheed said it's hypocritical for Republicans to push for more proof of eligibility to vote while opposing background checks for gun purchases.
"Here we go again. We know that there hasn't been any signs of voter fraud and voter suppression here in the state of Missouri. So why are we dealing with this time and time again, year after year after year?"
Another Missouri amendment proposal would create a 1 cent sales tax for roads and bridges. Sponsor Mike Kehoe says the tax would not apply to groceries, gasoline, or prescription medication, and,
"As a legislative body, we'll not raise the gas tax. We will not toll existing roads. MoDOT's done their part. They've tightened their belt to make sure their department is running as efficiently as it possibly can. And now I think it's our turn."
The Missouri House passed a bill restoring some tax credit programs for donations to certain nonprofit organizations. The Senate sent the House a bill to make it possible for the state to take over the Kansas City School District without a 2-year waiting period. A teenage boy found handcuffed in a Kansas City basement told rescuers his father had kept him there for months, feeding him oatmeal and ramen noodles. Clay County Prosecutor Jim Roberts said charges may be filed, but not prematurely.
"Well, the things we're looking at is a proper interview of the victim and a review of all the facts as determined by the police department."
The boy was placed with a foster family. Wrapping up the week, Kansas City police worried that there might be a serial killer of Independence Avenue prostitutes at work. And the new Chicago owner of the Board of Trade announced that the last day of Kansas City floor trading for the 150-year-old institution will be June 28th. This is KCUR.